the misfortunes of desire, acted out usually in an imaginary landscape. An imaginary location, where all around me illusions of shameless abundance degenerate into an unnecessary series of hostile events. And I'm kind of sick of hostile events. By now you must know that I'm Lydia Lunch, and you know a few things about me, like my language is not silence. My song is the scream. Terror dwells in the shadow of my wings. My hope is my first battle and my last gasp. I am the knife with which the dead crack open the casket. We realize that we don't have all the answers, but we know that we have every question. I am not familiar with the geography of heaven. Yeah, I know, I heard it all before. Oh, Jesus died for somebody's sins, but not mine. Hey, not mine, baby, and not his either. And speaking about death, which this country was founded on, I know that from our birth, we were all in on this together. No matter how different we are, we all share one of the same afflictions, and that's that we're all enslaved. That's that we're all enslaved. Enslaved in a vast warehouse, locked up and bottle tight, detonating the palace of false hope, trapped in a tissue of lies and illogic. Where every sound uttered, and be warned of this, where every sound uttered contains the longing for crime, the longing for crime, the longing for crimes against nature, crimes against reason. And I pray out, oh earth, planet of birth and death, please release me from this psychological lockjaw where, yes, youth, forget about it. It's just the mortgage time of a life gone past. It's just the mortgage time of a life gone past. And I know that we're all waiting on the liberation of relief. We're all waiting on relief from this human rat race, from this fucking rat race. We're all just waiting. Because we're all exiled from truth, because we've been force-fed so many goddamn lies that we started to not only believe the lies, but we started to propagate the lies. That we're exiled from truth like a million other pompous corpses gathered together in an empty existence, where multitudes of prisoners invade the city centers, just like here, just like now. Just like Warren and Sullen zombies. Just like Warren and Sullen zombies. Just like fucking zombies, because we all live in cemeteries. Because we're living in a living cemetery, peopled with bloated caravans, full of the decrepit, the desperate, the lonely, the morally and spiritually, but never in this country or mine, financially bankrupt. And just like you too, I was born and I remain lonely, lonely, lonely. Yeah, remember. Yeah. So ladies, I'm going to address you on this front. I'm going to say that you all want to rise up. You all need to rise up. You all want to gain more power. You all want to gain more control. So there's only one thing you can do. Annie, Betty, Susie, Manilow, Gudrun, Beata, get your fucking gun, ladies. Just get your gun. Just get your goddamn gun. Get it now, get it good, get it big, and get it hard, because there's a rumor going on. And I hate rumors. There's a rumor going on that the war has just begun. That the war has just begun. That the war is never over. That the war is never ending. That the war is just an orgy, and I love orgies. That the war is just an orgy of drunken hooligans who, in order to pump up that last fading trickle of their waning sexuality, have got to pick up bombs, have got to pick up bricks, have got to pick up bullets so that they can better penetrate the flesh of my enemy, the flesh of my flesh, the breath of my breath, the breast of my breast. Oh, just like the song goes, just like that top 10 hit classic from the 70s. Oh, yes, embrace it. This is the end. Oh, you could sing along. This is the end, beautiful friend, the end. No laughter, no surprise. This is the end of the white man's revolution. This is the end of the hypocrisy of the Republic of Democracy. This is the end of communism, Marxism, Stalinism, fascism. Hey, humanism ended a long, 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 long time ago. So in order to rise up, there's only one ground left to cover, and that's capitalism. So we're already there now. We're there here today. Be with me now, yeah. Because I'm sick of fucking groveling, you know? I'm sick of groveling in my fucking belly. I'm sick of groveling in this puny and pathetic landscape where I wander city to city, country to country, continent to continent, and every day when I wake up, I'm still plagued with the same question. Why? 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 Why was I born an American? And not what would better suit me if you're looking really good. A Palestinian, Pakistani, Syrian, Lebanese, Turkish, Filipino, Japanese, Chinese, Puerto Rican, Afro-Cuban American, or even better yet, my favorite of all, a Colombian, yeah. Why wasn't I born a Colombian? It's just not profitable. The illusion of freedom is finally gone. That's right. Slavery is freedom. Embrace it. Slavery is freedom. Slavery is freedom. War is peace. War is peace. But peace, it's just not profitable. So ladies, I'm going to appeal to you one more time, because I know you want to rise up in business. I know you want to get your thing. I know you want to readdress the imbalance of power. So ladies, get your goddamn gun. Just get your fucking gun. Get your Uzi. Get your AK. Get your 9mm. Get your small pistol, your handgun, your 45, your 33. Just get your goddamn gun, because there's a rumor going on, you see? The death of another living being doesn't mean anything to men, because men are so fucking afraid to die that they have to kill everything in sight. Yeah, men are so afraid to die that they have to kill everything in sight. Because if you can't beat them, kill them. If you can't kill them, fuck them. If you can't fuck them, kill them. If you can't do it good, do it hard.